Apple CEO Tim Cook is announcing new features today that could help people use their iPhones less often. Now, it sounds counterintuitive, but Apple and other smartphone companies are responding to criticism that their products are addictive and get in the way of other important things like human interaction and sleep. Google released a function for Android last month that lets you set a time limit for certain apps. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he's been following this on his new podcast, Crazy Genius. Derek, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Sure. So tell us more about some of the tools that these companies have been offering, like Apple, and are they going to help in any substantive way?
Well, you mentioned Apple, you mentioned Google's Android, and there's also Samsung, which has partnered with Arianna Huffington to offer a Thrive Global app, which essentially does the same thing. It offers a dashboard of the apps that you've spent time with on your phone, and then even allows a way for you to put your phone essentially on a mode, something like an airplane mode called Thrive Mode, where when people email you or text you, the app texts them back and says, don't bother me. It's the equivalent, I suppose, of a do not disturb sign on your hotel door. You know, I think it's really interesting and kind of cool that these companies that are clearly in the business of selling phones, of keeping you on your device, are offering some tools to at least inform you of how you're using the device, because that information certainly has to be the first step toward using your device in a smarter manner. Now, whether they're going to offer anything more substantive than that, I don't know.
What does the evidence say? I'm sure people are doing a lot of research about this, about these phones, which I have gripped in my hand right now, by the way, about how addictive they are and how they impact our daily lives.
I am now gripping my phone as well in solidarity with you, Peter. So this is really early days in the research. And as a result, as with all new research, the research is a little bit all over the place. There are some studies that suggest that, for example, spending time on social media, if you are a teenage girl, raises your odds of displaying signs of depression by 70%. And yet there are other studies that seem to suggest that the effects of social media and smartphone usage are no more dangerous than eating potatoes. And in fact, I just ate a potato for lunch. And then I looked at social media. So theoretically, neither of those things should have been very dangerous. So again, I think it's really important to say there are a lot of people studying this. There are a lot of reports that listeners are going to read in the news that say that smartphones and social media are addictive. That may be the case, but it's early days in the research.
All right. You talked about this internet addiction, smartphone addiction on your podcast. You spoke with NYU psychology professor Adam Alter, who said he believes these companies are, in fact, trying to make addictive products. Let's listen to that.
People asked me, are these companies just making the best products possible, or are they making products that are designed to addict? And the answer very clearly from behind the curtain is, we are trying to addict you. We are trying to hook you.
Derek, you say it's great that these companies are doing this, but I mean, are they really being altruistic when they're trying to come up with these tools to limit our use of their products? When, by the way, they're like having this big conference in California today, Apple is trying to unveil all the other cool technology that's supposed to bring you into their products even more.
Yeah. You don't have to sell me on skepticism. I am always going to be default skeptical when any company says that it's working to make its product less useful, less compulsive. So yes, of course, I think we should take all of this with a grain of salt and believe Adam Alter and people like him when they say that smartphones and social media have taken a page out of the gambling casino playbook and found ways to make their product compulsive. And indeed, right now, the only behavioral addiction that exists in the DSM-5 is gambling addiction. And so the thinking with smartphone addiction is that it is going to be potentially the next behavioral addiction entered into that Bible of psychiatry. That said, look, to quote the cliche, every journey of 1,000 miles has to begin with a single step. And that single step that you have Apple and Google and Samsung, some of the largest tech companies in the world taking right now, are at least offering dashboards to show us how we use our phones. So if we want to curb our usage, we have the information to do so.
And look, industry is responding in another way. There's this new product called a Light Phone 2, and frankly, it doesn't work very well. There's no color on the screen. There's no social media. It's called the phone that actually respects you. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to I think that sounds like a great idea, but the actual, you know, the chance of me going to the store and buying one seems kind of low.
No, this does seem like the sort of product that is made in order to be written about by tech journalists rather than the sort of product that is made to be bought by actual consumers. That said, look, I think the big picture here is that we're in the middle of a very important and very uncertain debate about whether or not smartphones and social media are the cigarette of the 21st century. I think the research will ultimately come down closer to smartphones and social media are the junk food or the dubiously healthy food of the 21st century, which is to say, of course, there is a way that you can eat this stuff, consume this stuff so that it helps you, so that it makes you more informed, connects you with people at work, connects you with family. But there's also a way to abuse it such that you feel a lot of remorse after you spend time with the phone. And I hope that these tech companies keep on trying to make us better consumers of their tech.
I have a personal rule. I wait 30 minutes until after I wake up to get on my phone. But anyways, Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks very much.
Thank you.